This is the CBS World News Roundup.
I'm Lee Frank in Laramie, Wyoming, where a trial begins today for the torture killing of a gay student.
Rockefeller University scientist wins Nobel Medicine Prize, and
Al Gore eyes a labor prize. I'm Peter Mayer.
I'm Kimberly Dozier in London. A 12-year-old having a baby with the Catholic Church's money, if not its blessing.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Christopher Glenn, CBS News. Peter, Paul, and Mary perform before a sellout crowd in Laramie, Wyoming. The concert in memory of Matthew Shepard, the gay university student beaten to death about a year ago. The second of two men charged with the murder goes on trial today. CBS News reporter Lee Frank is covering.
Jury selection is beginning this morning in the potential death penalty trial for 22-year-old accused killer Aaron McKinney. His co-defendant pleaded guilty, now serving a life prison term. The murder that focused world attention on anti-gay hate violence has brought out feelings of anger, sorrow, tolerance, and hope at the University of Wyoming, says its president, Philip Dubois.
We know we have a ways to go until all members of our community feel that this is a place where they are accepted and safe.
As it was 1 year ago when Matthew Shepard was beaten to death, left tied to a fence rail, this is Gay Awareness Week at the University of Wyoming. Lee Frank, CBS News, Laramie.
Colt, the gun company that originated the six shooter, is going to stop taking retail orders for most of its handguns to concentrate on selling to the military, law enforcement agencies, and collectors. The New York Times quotes a Colt executive as saying the move will be taken to limit the company's liability in lawsuits. Looks as if Democratic presidential hopeful Al Gore will be the recipient of about the biggest endorsement he can get. We hear about it live from CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
In what would be a major boost for Al Gore's recently troubled campaign, big labor is poised to endorse him. AFL-CIO President John Sweeney already backs Gore.
Strong advocate of social policy. He's also been out in the forefront on issues that are close to the labor movement, like the right of workers to organize.
Gore's opponent Bill Bradley wants unions to delay an endorsement, but the New York Times quotes Sweeney as saying Gore will win labor's early backing. In Los Angeles, Sweeney outlined his strategy.
We want this to be as solid an endorsement and confirmation of where our members are on the issue, and we want to maintain the solidarity of the labor movement.
The AFL-CIO votes on an endorsement Wednesday. Live in Washington, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
A German scientist who works in New York wins the 1999 Nobel Prize for Medicine.
The Nobel Assembly has today decided to award the Nobel Prize to Günter Blobel, Rockefeller University, New York.
Dr. Blobel was honored for his research on intrinsic signals that proteins use to find their way around inside of the cells. The Nobel Assembly notes that, quote, a number of human hereditary diseases are caused by errors in these signals. The winner of the Nobel Awards in Physics, Chemistry, Economics, and the Peace Prize, all to be announced later this week. Federal health officials are busy knocking down a New Yorker magazine article that quotes an Iraqi defector as the basis for a report that the recent encephalitis outbreak in the New York City area that's killed six people may have been an act of bioterrorism by Saddam Hussein. Dr. D.A. Henderson at the Center for Bioterrorism agrees, saying Saddam wouldn't choose such a mild virus for a bioweapon.
I've never heard of this being used as a weapon or even seriously proposed as a weapon.
But he does feel a bioterrorism event is a certainty sometime in the decade just ahead. The abortion controversy flares in the British Isles over church assistance for a pregnant pre-teenager. CBS News reporter Kimberly Dozier has the story.
She's 12 and she's pregnant, and Scotland's Catholic Church has stepped in with financial aid at her family's request to help her stay that way. Church official Roseanne Reddy.
She comes to us as someone who is desperate to keep her baby, who is a 12-year-old, who is already a mother of her unborn child. Now, getting rid of the child does not solve the problem.
Abortion rights groups say terminating the pregnancy would give this girl back her childhood. The church and the girl say the unborn infant should have a chance at childhood, too. Kimberly Dozier, CBS News, London.
Threats from District of Columbia foster parents to return their kids because the city is so far behind in payments. Details live from CBS News correspondent Dan Rabib.
The foster parents of about 100 children say the welfare system owes them millions.
I would expect the nation's capital to be a model program.
But it's not, says Ann Schneiders of the National Association of Counsel for Children. They're taken away from their families because of neglect, but then, she says, are neglected by government.
We need greater amount of services to both children and families. We just have not made the investment as a country in our young children.
D.C. Mayor Anthony Williams, himself an adoptee who's been in foster care, says he's trying to help. Live in Washington, Dan Revive, CBS News.
What game were they playing at Fenway Park last night anyway? Cleveland Indians manager Mike Hargrove can't believe the 23-7 shellacking that the Red Sox gave his team in the American League Division Series.
Everything that we threw up there, they hit, and when it came down, it wasn't where we were standing.
And the score broke playoff records right and left. Most runs scored, most hits, 16-run victory margin, etc., etc. Red Sox manager Jimmy Williams doesn't care about that. Just the win.
We're right back in that hunt now, so it's one game for both of us.
And it's back to Cleveland for the winner-take-all game tonight. Dallas Cowboys fans expressing disgust with the behavior of the crowd in Philadelphia's Veterans Stadium during the 13-10 loss to the Eagles yesterday. Many of them cheered while the Cowboys' star receiver, Michael Irvin, lay injured. Team doctor Robert Vandermeer says he suffered swelling of the spine near the base of the neck after a scary tackle, but seems to be doing okay.
He has his feeling and more power back, and he should be fine.
The behavior of the stadium crowd even angered some Eagles players. Big changes in the funeral industry. We hear about it from CBS News correspondent Lou Miliano.
Nationwide, there's been a dramatic increase in cremations. 20% of all of the departed. It's 45% in California. And here at the funeral home, changes in tradition. Funeral director Dan Maloney says, with a different view of death, 3 days of viewing have been cut in half.
Years ago, you know, I mean, it was weeping and crying. Today, it's a celebration of life.
And prepaying is growing, freezing the cost and making sure you go the way you want to go. Lou Miliano, CBS News, Juan Concoma, New York.
On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials average up 41. The NASDAQ is ahead 15. A little creaky 4 years into its mission to Jupiter's neighborhood, the Galileo spacecraft has nevertheless completed the closest ever flyby, 380 miles, of the giant planet's innermost moon, Io. The intense radiation levels the probe encountered, however, did not cause any problems. New York-based scientists sounding the alarm about a new Y2K concern, solar flares that could expose frequent flyers, including air crews, to the equivalent of 20 chest x-rays. Physicist Robert Barish tells USA Today an 11-year cycle in solar flares will make next year especially dangerous for air travelers who log more than 75,000 miles. Most colleges and universities are debating parent notification, whether they should tell parents about students' misbehavior. The University of Delaware, for example, lets parents know when kids get in trouble for cheating, drinking, and drugs. And that's the World News Roundup, Monday, October 11th. I'm Christopher Glenn, CBS News.